from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president heads for Las Vegas.
It's a very, very sad day for me personally.
U.S. President Donald Trump visiting Las Vegas today as investigators there continue to try to figure out why a gunman attacked a music festival from a hotel room high above, killing at least 58 people and then himself.
Well, it's a very sad thing. We're going to pay our respects and to see the police who have done really a fantastic job in a very short time. And yeah, they're learning a lot more, and that'll be announced at the appropriate time.
The president has also described the shooter as a sick and demented person and said the discussion about any new gun regulations is for a later time. Authorities have identified 64-year-old Stephen Paddock as the man who fired shots for between 9 and 11 minutes from his 32nd-floor room at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. In addition to those killed, more than 500 people were injured during the attack.
Desde hace ya tiempo,
Spain's King Felipe VI on Tuesday denounced Catalonia's independence drive, calling it illegal. In a rare television address, the king also accused Catalonia's leaders of repeated consciously and deliberately breaching the constitution and showing disloyalty toward the state. And he appealed for Spanish unity. Monash University Spanish professor Carlos Ux said the speech appeared to set the stage for the government's next step.
My view is that he was preparing the rest of us for what will be the next step in this. And the most probably the Spanish government will apply the Article 155 of the Constitution.
This is VOA News. The Trump administration on Tuesday expelled 15 Cuban diplomats to protest the failure to protect U.S. diplomats in Havana, where at least 22 people have been sickened at the embassy following mysterious attacks. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
We cannot continue to allow our personnel to serve in Cuba when they are very clearly in harm's way. We just raised that number, unfortunately, to 22 today. Our folks are in harm's way. Cuba has a responsibility to protect against that, and they are clearly unable to do so.
University of Miami Cuba specialist Jaime Suchliki said he expects relations to remain rocky.
Cuba is going to retaliate. The U.S. is planning a series of measures, going to deal with tightening the travel, tightening the remittances. So definitely, this is escalating.
In June, President Trump announced a cutback in travel and business ties and, in a speech to the UN last month, called Havana a communist government corrupt and destabilizing. After 16 years of war in Afghanistan, the latest administration has put forth their own plan to stabilize the war-torn country. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joe Dunford, defended the new strategy Tuesday while testifying on Capitol Hill. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the details.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told lawmakers Afghan forces are now emboldened by the Trump administration's new strategy, becoming fully engaged in offense and suffering fewer casualties than last year.
For the first time in 16 years, we have all six Afghan Army Corps on the offensive at the same time.
The strategy announced in August adds about 3,000 American troops, in addition to an unspecified number of NATO coalition partners, to the Afghan fight. The bulk of those troops will advise and assist Afghan forces down to the brigade level.
The Afghan forces, special forces, commandos that have our trainers, they have won every time they fought the enemy. Those without have not won.
Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
The top military officials say that political reconciliation with the Taliban remains the coalition's top goal in Afghanistan. Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Rami al-Hamdallah chaired the first meeting of the Palestinian cabinet in Gaza, part of an effort aimed at forging unity between Fatah and Hamas. But Hamas criticized President Mahmoud Abbas's decision to await the outcome of talks before lifting sanctions on Gaza. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Palestinians should recognize Israel, disband the Hamas-armed wing, and cut ties with Iran. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.